Welcome, everyone. Hi. How's everything going out there in Radio Land? This is Bobby Elias. Welcome to our show, Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme, healthy aging. But it's also a lot about every phase of health. We're doing an awful lot on aging and health the last few weeks and the next few weeks. Today we're going to talk about energy, inner balance, outer balance, with a great guest, Dr. Mickey Elliott. And it's going to begin with that, but first a few announcements. First of all, I want you to listen to our show next week. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about the theme, Let's Take Our Government and Our Health Back from the corporations and the big money people. This show is progressive, as you know. Progressive Radio Network is a station of advanced thinking, and we are going to really pound this gentleman, Burton Goldberg, our guest, Doctor of Humanities, and he is very aged, but he's working really well and doing a lot of things. He started the first school for health and healing many years ago, something like 50 years ago, 50 plus years ago. And we're gonna really get into what's going on about cancer and about all the things, how things are getting worse and worse. And we have solutions. We're going to talk about that next week, so be sure to tune in then. I want to thank all you listeners for calling in and staying with our show. The song you heard, Staying Alive, well, we're trying to stay alive. And our other song we're going to put at the beginning for a while again, that's We Are the World, great, great song. That'll be played at the end of the show, so stay with us on that. But be sure to call next week. That will be Saturday, November the 14th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. All right. Let's get to our show. First of all, Stefan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bobby.
That's our co-host, Stefan Rudolph. He's going to be with me today talking about this. And after the show, after we go about 35 minutes with our great guest, Stefan and I are going to go into what our thoughts about what she said and just some more information that we have. All right. Dr. Mickey Elliott, hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, Bobby. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a guest for your show today.
I'm going to try to explain what you do. It's kind of complicated, and you follow up and let our listeners know more about not only your what you are, what you do, but also how, in lay language, how this can help them to become better people. I've gotten you down as an energy worker and a doctor. You teach inner balance. You teach outer brilliance. You work with children that have special needs. You work with adults more and more now. And you also instruct psychologists, social workers, and regular people on this field, which is new. It's not new. It's new to too many of our listeners. But I like the fact that you kind of, in a way, I know we don't like to say this, but you're going against the mainstream because you're getting more creative and more progressive. So go ahead and explain follow up on what I just said, please.
Oh, thank you. So what I do is under the umbrella of energetic healing or energy healing. I know that many people are familiar, let's say, with Reiki and healing touch. Those are two very common forms of energy healing that I would say most people have at least heard of if they haven't tried it. And this work that I have developed is similar but very different still from that. My process came about as a result of me being something that's called an intuitive empath. And what that means is I have heightened energetic sensitivities within my own self and energy field, which makes it possible for me to feel other people's illnesses and pains and emotional conditions in my body as if it was my own. And so I grew up without any knowledge of holistic healing or energy healing, and so to be someone who progressively became more and more energetically sensitive in this way, it became very overwhelming and almost traumatizing for me to the point where I was needing to avoid crowds, avoid public places, because any time I would get around a group of people, I would start to feel these terrible symptoms that would wear me out. And so it was through my own journey of being introduced to energy healers by my midwives, helping me understand how energetic sensitivities work, understand what it means to be intuitive in this way, that led me on a journey toward developing the energy work that I have created called Inner Light Energy Balancing Therapy. And because I was a school administrator at the time working with special needs populations of children, I started to look at those kids very differently after I began learning this energy work and learning how to control my own energetic hygiene and energetic boundaries. And I started asking myself when I saw these groups of children being lined up for medication at the nurse's office or being consistently kicked out of class for aggressive and disruptive behaviors, I began to ask, what if what some of these children are suffering from is energetic sickness like what I had and not the mood learning and behavior problems that they are being accused of and being treated for? And so from there, I began having conversations with parents who were so desperate for solutions and offering to practice the energy work that I was then being credentialed and trained in. And they gave me permission to work with their children. And many of them, the majority of them, started getting better. The behaviors were decreasing or if not eliminating altogether. And to the point where the demand for my services continued to increase to the point where I resigned from the school and began my private practice at Inner Light Sanctuary. And so for the last 4 years, my full-time work has been to provide energetic balancing and hands-on energetic healing for what we call energetically and highly sensitive children and adults.
Wow, that's great. Stefan, you had a question for her.
Yeah, Dr. Elliott, that's awesome. I've been down the same road. I was actually in pharmaceutical sales years ago, and I sold the drugs that really don't cure anything, and, you know, people just get on this medication. And I love what you have to say about this, because I went through that myself with epilepsy, too, and overcame it through a natural, holistic manner. Even after brain surgery didn't work, I went through this with meditation, holistic healing. So along that same line, I had the questions, too, because the drugs I sold for depression back in the day, you know, weren't working. It's never really a cure. I wanted to get your feedback, advice, and some thoughts on, you know, our pharmaceutical industry versus what you do for people, say when it comes to depression or mood swings they go through. How do you help that?
Well, okay, what I'd like to start off by saying is I'm not a medical doctor, and so I don't want anyone to take anything I say as, you know, a indication that they should stop any kind of treatments that they're on. But what I will say that I have seen consistently in my practice, what I usually get are people, especially with children, who are being recommended to medicate their children specifically for anxiety disorders. I get a lot, and a lot of oppositional, defiant, really over-the-top aggressive behaviors. What I would say is that I have seen in a number of cases the doctors make decisions to cancel the plan to medicate the children after they have worked with me, because what I see in this work is that when children are what we call empathically overloaded, meaning that they're energetically so overfull with the energies that they've absorbed from the people in their environment, classrooms are overcrowded, so energetically we're overlapping too much, there's not enough outdoor space for highly sensitive people. They're underneath the EMF from all the technology over the school, the fluorescent lights. So they're bombarded energetically, and that creates a severe taxation to the nervous system and to the energetic body. So when this work comes in, I'm able to help them release that energetic pressure and restore that energetic balance. And with that goes the anxiety and the aggressive behaviors, and therefore then there's no more need to medicate. So I've seen many cases where after this work, children and adults have no longer showed the behaviors that would require them to be considered for medication. And I've also seen some cases where there were actual biochemical imbalances, and this work was able to reduce symptoms that the medications weren't not addressing at all. And so in some cases they were able to reduce the medication, but they would still stay on it. But this work brought a whole nother level of balance, because no one is considering the energetic impact of how highly sensitive people are experiencing their world. Is never a consideration in any kind of conventional treatment. So I'm really excited, and I feel like if this work could at a minimum cut at least in half the number of people who are sent down the pipeline for depression, anxiety, and behavior medication, I would feel that that contribution would be worth my time on this planet.
That's awesome. That's super. And you know why, too, as well, because when they're on medication, it's also doctors, a lot of the times, are not paying attention to their diets, you know, or what are you eating? What, it's how we fuel ourselves. I'm sure you'll agree with that, right?
Yes,
if they're eating fast
absolutely.
Food, if they're, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit about that, too, because a lot of the kids that I've seen and worked with, too, it's something that they're just used to, sodas, sugars, high fructose corn syrup, you know, all this other stuff. What's your feedback on that?
So what I've seen as an educator and as an energy practitioner, and my practice is located in a holistic healing arts center here in the LA suburbs, what I see with highly sensitive children and adults typically are a lot of undiagnosed stomach ailments. So if I see a highly empathic client with about 95% certainty, I'll know that they have constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, leaky gut, some kind of strong digestive system, because our energetic field is impacted primarily at the solar plexus, and so that brings along with it a lot of stomach issues. And so what I find is that helping clients work with holistic team that help them remove gluten, sugar, dairy, corn, soy from the diet completely, we see tremendous improvements. Most of these children, their brains are starved for omega oils. Their guts are starved for probiotics. Many of them have had a lot of ear infections as children and on multiple rounds of antibiotics, and so their bioflora is completely off balance. And so I handle the energetic part of that in my work, but when I see it come up, I refer them to the licensed holistic practitioners here, and they address the diet. We also see significant, highly sensitive and intuitive people, I want your audience to really know, tend to be deficient in magnesium, which has a lot to do with our ability to keep calm and to regulate the nervous system. So intuitive people, and people on the psychic spectrum included, we burn more magnesium and trace minerals as fuel for the energy body, just the way a marathon runner would be burning carbs, you know, to run a 26-mile race. And most people are not aware of that. And so when our energy centers are dialed up to 100%, you know, without an understanding of how to regulate that flow of energy coming in and out of the body, we're just constantly like leaking gas. And so those trace minerals are there. And because we're drinking purified water, we're eating food from depleted soil, we're already as a population lower than we need to be on our trace minerals, but then our highly sensitive people are at a crisis level in a lot of cases on that depletion. And so I've seen people do really well with Epsom salt baths to get the magnesium in. At stores like Whole Foods, they sell the Calm Magnesium, and a lot of parents work with holistic practitioners for that level of supplementation, and I've seen tremendous, tremendous improvements in many, many children when the energy work is balanced with a complete change in diet and a removal of the sugar and the gluten.
Wow, this is great. Dr. Nikki, listen, this is Bobby Elias. I want to let our listeners know that I am with our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, and our guest today is a very special young lady, Dr. Nikki Elliott, who is an energy practitioner, does a lot of work with a lot of special needs people, people of all types, and she's also taught many psychologists, social workers. She's really a, and what a great speech you gave when I met you at, I didn't meet you, but one of my people that come to my meetings, I have Gary Noll health support meetings, and a young lady that came to the meeting was very excited about hearing you. She told me about you, brought me your card, and said that I should get you on the show. So that's partly why you're here.
I'm really grateful. Anyway, I had a great time at that expo, and it was one of the first times that I started being really bold enough to just stand in front of audiences to say, yes, there are many people who have psychic and intuitive and energetic sicknesses. I know you have never heard of this. We're not crazy. No. We're real intelligent, sane people, you know, credentialed from all walks of life. And it was just amazing the turnout of women who are nurses, ministers, psychologists, social workers who say, yes, I help other people and they get better and I get sicker and I don't know what to do. So it was just a wonderful time to be able to reach out and help those women understand what's happening to them and to learn to take control of their energetic well-being.
Yeah, you know, on the phone, and just from what our friend Lydia told me about you, you've got a great amount of energy and really beautiful things to say. And I'm really excited that you're into all what we're into is holistic health, all the wonderful things you said. Let me tell you, our listeners, we're talking to Dr. Nikki Elliott. Our show, I want to make a quick announcement. Our show next week will be about taking back our government from the corporations and from the health industry and also how all these things are starving our people, are poisoning our people. And this is what our speaker, Dr. Burton Goldberg, is going to talk about with me next week. That's November the 14th on a Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. So be sure to tune on that. And let's get back to this. We talked about inner balance, outer balance, and stress. I know the comparison of somebody that's doing well is happy, peaceful, harmony, and non-stressed is much more calm, whereas the opposite person is stressed, angry, negative. Tell us our listeners and how this has to do with balance and your work.
So the tagline of my company, Inner Light Sanctuary, is and the Inner Light Method, which is the work that I teach, is inner balance, outer brilliance. And so what we tend to see with our work is highly intuitive people tend to be, and energetically sensitive people tend to be those of us who are more creative, more imaginative, more intuitive. And so you see that as people with really high, above average intelligence and high capability, but then you see these social anxieties and appearance of mental health conditions and anxiety and nervousness that kind of go along with it. And in many cases, especially with the children that I support, those behavior and mood imbalances mask the true genius that's there for the child. And so people, all they see is the behaviors and therefore the brilliance of the child, their genius contributions that they have to make to the planet are overlooked. And so with this work, when we're able to, first of all, help people understand that when we understand the human energy field and that we are overlapping and interacting and reading our environments, that much of what we are holding in within in terms of anxieties and depression, aggression, and even many physical ailments are not ours. They're energies that we have absorbed through what we call energetic transference through our interactions with other people. And so bringing just that understanding of what this energetic dynamic is helpful to many people. Then introducing a process that helps people, literally what I say with children, help them empty their energy trash can, meaning release, processes to release the energy that they're picking up from other people, being in crowded places and socializing, and then to what we call strengthen their energetic boundaries and begin to learn how to ask the question, before I react to this anger I'm feeling, before I react to this anxiety I'm feeling, I need to ask the question, is this really mine, or is this an energy that I've picked up or absorbed from some other angry person or sad person in my environment? So I just think that this idea of inner balance is really a larger issue of energy hygiene. So what I always say when I'm working with groups, I'll ask the question, how many of you brushed your teeth this morning? And every person in the audience raises their hand. And then I'll ask, how many of you washed your hands the last time you went to the restroom? And again, everyone raises their hand. I'll say, that's great. You have learned and been taught to practice great dental hygiene and great physical hygiene. But how many of you within the last 24 hours cleaned and balanced your energy field? And maybe, if I'm lucky, one person in the room who practices yoga or some kind of meditation practice will raise their hand, because we haven't, as a society, been taught what it means to attend to our energy bodies. We just say, oh, that person had good energy, that person had bad energy, but we don't understand what that means and how that person's good or bad energy impacts our own well-being when we spend concentrated amounts of time around them. So my whole purpose is three steps. Number one is to help people actually go through the process of clearing and balancing their energy field. Number two is a process of making them aware of how to practice good energy hygiene and self-care on a daily basis. And then the third part is to make people aware of what their intuitive and psychic abilities are and to own them and not to be afraid or ashamed or feel like people in our society will think they're crazy because they have prophetic dreams or because they can lay hands on people and they get better or because they hear an internal voice that dictates great music or great novels to them. These are the people we call genius in our society, but they hide out because they feel there's not an acceptable space in our society for them to discuss their experiences out loud. And I'm really thrilled that even through my own experience of having had to suffer through this empathic sickness, that I'm able to help people be loud and proud about that and to learn how to take control of their gifts and use it at will. And that's what brings the outer brilliance, when they're able to shine their genius potential by using their intuitive gifts at will.
I'd like you to speak on pain. I know that there are people that have a lot of pain and they come to you. How are you able to give our audience, because we have people of all ages, we do have a lot of people that are aging a little bit because that's part of what the show is about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a few of them have pain. What can they do about it? And tell us more about how you handle people with pain.
Well, again, my work is looking at the energetic level of mood, learning, behavior, and physical conditions. So people that I am able to help with pain are those that we would say are holding energetic pain and as a result of energetic transference. So the best example that I can give of that is, I'll call her Jane just to protect her privacy. There's a very popular yoga teacher on the East Coast that I met at a conference that I gave. And she's one of the most popular yoga teachers there, had about 50 people per class, you know, showing up for her classes. She had tremendous back and shoulder pain and also energetic exhaustion after she would teach her classes. She was sick. All she could do was go home and get in the bed and sleep until it was time to come to class again. And so after she heard me speak, she asked me to work with her energetically. And so we did a session together. And after the first session, she had a huge energetic release, a lot of detox symptoms. You know, sometimes it'll be flu-like symptoms, diarrhea, just kind of the same way you would have if you did a physical cleansing detox. The next day she woke up, the back and shoulder pain that she had for 2 years was gone. And the reason that pain was gone immediately after the session was because it was never hers to begin with. She had energetically transferred her mother's back pain from a car accident that she had suffered, and she was holding the holographic energetic resonance of her mother's back pain in her body. She had never made that correlation until we worked together. And so from that day forward, she has never had that pain restored because we were able to clear it from the energetic level and remove that energetic transference. And so what I would say is if someone has been in a car accident and the pain that they're feeling is a result of their accident, that's their own genuine pain. The people that I am able to help see the most dramatic results in this work are people who are holding energetic pain that actually belongs to someone else that they're holding by empathic blending, which is something that most people are not even aware of, that we can actually physically hold and feel pain that does not belong to us.
Stefan, awesome. Do you have something
to add? Yeah, Dr. Elliott, that's so right on the money for everything that you're saying. Our society as a whole, as we know, as Wayne Dyer used to talk about a lot, the shift has occurred a few years ago. He wrote that book, The Shift,
mm-hmm.
and really our awareness of what's going on around us. So consciously, we have a point in our life where we come to where things are just not going well. We're in constant pain, constant turmoil, and we have to pay attention more to our subconscious and our sixth sense, like you're saying, the intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I always called it myself, like in helping people, an intuitive thought consultant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good term because you're diving into more of a realm where you're helping people pay attention to what's going on around them and the energy that's going on and events that are happening in their life, people passing away, dramatic change. And we think, well, we have a back pain. You know, I always have this back pain. You know, my mom deals with that with her hips and,
mm-hmm.
you know, different areas. And we just, people accept it and they go on and on in pain, in constant pain. And you're a perfect example, doctor, as far as what you're doing for people to be more aware subconsciously, or, you know, just the energy around them,
mm-hmm.
and the emotion they have, the energy in motion, right? The emotion that is going on around them and what it's causing.
Right.
So I love that and just want to give you props and say great job and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. And
yes.
I've heard many others, you know, like Carolyn Mace is really well-known in energy work, Cindy Dale. There are a lot of people who have established wonderful reputations in the field of energetic healing. And I think most would agree that about sometimes between 70 to 80% of the emotional turmoil and pain that we are feeling is a part of energetic transference and things that we have absorbed from other people in our environment and would be more readily resolved if energy medicine was incorporated with most people's healthcare practice. So it's definitely
yeah.
something that would benefit a lot of people to take the time to understand in depth.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I like what you said about energy medicine is a thing that isn't really out there, I don't think, and it's something that we should get out there. And I'd like to speak to you someday soon about that, how we can, because that's what we do in this station, and I do it personally. I've been an activist for many years and helping try to make things better and try to come up with solutions on how to do it. But I really love the health field. But speaking of energy medicine, And speaking of, you mentioned holistic health earlier. This show, we have a lot of listeners that are really interested in everything to do with health, body, mind, spirit. We talk constantly about the power of the thought, about what they put in their body, be it supplements, food, organic, juicing, veggie. We also talk about the exercise of running, power walking, swimming, yoga, and all the other health modalities. So we really get into a lot of things. But so I want to ask you to discuss that for a few minutes as to what and how you can tell our listeners to do as far as and motivating them to get into holistic health even more. We do it, and I'm asking you to tell our people why holistic health and the right diet, let's put it that way, the diet, is so important to all the things that you discover in all of your patients. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. What I would say overall that is that there is a significant up-leveling in consciousness for all people, and we all have access to being able to connect more with the divine. So we talk about mind, body, spirit. I like to approach your question from the point of considering the spirit. When we talk about mind, body, spirit, and total integration, our spirit, that divine God aspect of us, is wanting to line up and to be present and to really guide us all to the breakthrough ideas and inventions and, you know, that will lead us to all the solutions that would really create an experience of heaven on earth. But our highest consciousness, that God aspect of us, it cannot line up in a emotionally or physically damaged body. So we want that pure frequency of that God thought to be able to line up with us. We have to do our part to clear our emotional energetic imbalances, which is, you know, all the leftover residual pain from our childhood, every area of unforgiveness in our lives. We have to purify the emotional body in order to invite that God aspect of us to line up, and that consciousness with a big C. As far as the body, you know, we can't have that pure communication from the spiritual world into our physical to get those strong intuitive hits and that clear intuitive guidance when the physical body is damaged by poor diet, toxic chemicals. The body wants to be purified. And so that's why here at our Heal and Art Center, where we're located, we're currently in the process of a 40-day detox. Everyone has completely eliminated all grains. That's rice, corn, soy, you know, wheat, oats, everything, all sugar, even fruit juices, to totally cleanse and purify the physical body and to say, I am clearing out my channels. I'm removing all of the anger from my life. I'm healing all the unforgiveness of my life. I'm releasing all of my self-criticism, my self-hatred, to say, I'm ready to create this pure, holy space for this divine God aspect of me to line up and take over my life. And so the invitation is there for every one of us. And I think that when we have these mood swings and behavior challenges, poor health, all of those things are really showing us and pointing us toward an invitation to purify the body, mind, temple for the spirit to line up and take over. And as each one of us say yes to that calling to purify the self on all those levels, we are doing our individual part to say yes to establishing heaven on earth.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was just absorbing all that, so taking it all in and taking notes, and the services that you provide for others. I had a quick question, Dr. Elliott, on any type of like addiction that people go through, whether it's medication or alcohol or drugs or something. Do you ever deal or help people with those areas? Now pain is an addiction, but what about other types of addictions?
So what I see a lot in my practice is that many people who have extreme psychic sensitivities have grown up. So there's different ways we can grow into our psychic development. So that, you know, you can do it the old school way with the yogis where people fasted and meditated and purified themselves, set themselves aside to kind of grow in their expanded awareness. That's a healthy mm-hmm. way to approach it through your prayer work and development of the spiritual self. But many other people are kind of, quote-unquote, blown open into expanded psychic awareness prematurely before the physical and mental body is ready to receive that kind of energy. And typically what I see in that are people who were raised in homes with parents who had addiction issues. And so I'll see a history of addiction issues emotional abuse, physical abuse, in people, and it's a natural response. If you can imagine from a childhood perspective, if you don't know whether mom or dad is going to come home drunk and be explosive or depressed and withdrawn, you have to open up your spider senses to kind of predict and anticipate what they're going to need to keep calm, or what's dad going to need to stay happy and not tear up the house. And so they begin to learn a habit of inserting themselves energetically into other people's energy field as a way to keep everybody happy and safe, to keep the environment predictable. And so then that cycle tends to repeat itself, because once a person has opened themselves energetically and tangled themselves energetically with what's happening, then they become overwhelmed and bombarded by all the energies that they then pick up in the world everywhere they go. And then in an effort to dial down the volume or to quiet or calm that energetic overload, they themselves then begin to turn to self-numbing behaviors, which would include drug and alcohol abuse to kind of turn down the volume of that sensitivity. And so through this process, I'm able to help people in these addiction cycles understand where the original trauma happens by growing up in homes with addiction and abuse challenges, then to help heal those codependencies that have developed as a result of that, and then dial down the volume and balance the energy field so that people can function in their own lives. And once people understand the cycle and understand more clearly what's happening, they're able to take more preventative steps as they're moving through life, and they begin to understand that the things that they feel, oh, I understand what that is. Okay, that's energetic. Okay, I can calm that down. I can dial that down, rather than feeling that they're in a spiral and cycle of behaviors and emotions and feelings that they can't control. So this work again is a great adjunct.
And we tend to blame other people too, right? Because sometimes we have one finger, like Wayne Dyer again said, one finger pointed at someone else, you got three fingers pointed at yourself, because you're blaming, saying this stressful situation came on because my boss or my wife or my husband, and we're constantly giving this energy out, and we're not realizing it's coming from within, right? We got to heal ourselves first.
Right. Yeah, and we have to go back to those original wounds and traumas and understand the whole interplay of what has transpired to get us to the point where we are right now. But yeah, most of my highly sensitive clients have come from homes where there was some kind of history of addiction or mental illness or emotional or physical abusive situations.
Dr. Nikki, yeah, this is Bobby Elias again, and I want to just let our listeners know this is Dr. Nikki Elliott, the energy practitioner, and she's talking to us about this new field, which I just invented. I just made up the name. You gave us a name earlier, energy medicine. When I say new, I mean I think we need to get that out. I think everything you do and other people, like even Reiki people, and it's going to be hard because, you know, we all know that the mainstream medicine doesn't like things like acupuncture, Reiki, even chiropractic had a hard time getting in. It just, and that's what this station's about. That's what I'm about. That's what this show's about. So I really love the fact that you want to do energy medicine. I mean, it's a field. It's a name. Let's talk for a minute. We've got about 10 minutes left, maybe a little more. Let's talk about stress, and because we have people of all ages, and stress is so prevalent all over this country and the world. Tell our listeners some ideas on how they can calm themselves down stress-wise.
Well, one thing that really helped me, and I'm addressing all of this from the perspective of a energetically sensitive person, I think that we have to really understand who we are as individuals, how we were designed, and to choose careers and to choose lifestyles that match our natural energy and our natural rhythm. So for me, being a highly energetically sensitive person, it would be extremely stressful, beyond stressful, for me to choose a job in some kind of fast-paced industry or some kind of Wall Street job where I look at, you know, the market floor and all the screaming, and I would like crumble up and die every day if I had to show up and work like that. And I think that there are many people who don't recognize themselves as energetically sensitive. They don't own the truth of who they are, and they're choosing jobs, they're choosing a house, they're choosing social environments that completely go against the grain of how they were naturally designed to function. And so I think that the number one thing we can do to manage stress is to choose a profession, to choose a where to live. Like, I know I cannot live in a major city center with no trees. I know my heart opens up and I'm able to breathe and expand, and I can feel my spirit sink into my body when I am in an area that's covered with trees. And so I had to move out of the part of Los Angeles that I lived in, and now where I move, I'm surrounded with canopies of trees on my block, and I feel that energy of those trees replenishing me and nurturing me. If you choose a home, why choose a home that's going to create stress for you to pay a certain mortgage? Why not have a smaller home that allows you more free time? And so I think the number one thing that I'd like to offer and that I help families do is to really look at the truth of who they are as energetic beings and choose lifestyle plan, create a lifestyle plan that really honors how much fresh air do you really need? What kind of environments nurture you? You know, how many hours a day is really ideal for you to work? And then what kind of career goes along with that? I've helped families even decide that. I've helped many families pull their children out of traditional schooling altogether because it was so stressful for the whole family, forcing children to stay up till midnight with the ridiculous homework loads that many of these schools are giving. The kids are stressed, biting their nails, they're nervous. I've helped parents pull their kids out of school and create homeschool plans, coach their children and teach them at home. The whole family is thriving, joy that they couldn't even imagine was possible. And these kids are still getting accepted into top-rate colleges and having great lives. I think the most important thing we need to realize is that there's not one way to live a good and meaningful life, and people need to be honest about who they are and create lives that support their true energetic profile.
Wow, that's super. That's really good. Well, we've got about 7-8 minutes to go, and I wanted you, before you give your final thoughts and your contact information, Dr. Nikki, I wanted to let our listeners know, just hang in there with us. Stefan and I are going to talk about a number of things, some of the shows we've got coming up, some of the things that are new and different about health and holistic health that we want to bring on the show, and we just want you to tune in and stay with us on that. Dr. Nikki, we talk about people need to laugh more, they need to love more, they need to sleep better, they need to eat better.
Mm-hmm.
Get into that a little more about how you've seen some of your patients and some of the people you've contacted, and even your people you've taught. What's happening in that field, and how you encourage people to live a better life. Just a little more on that, if you could, please.
Yes. So I developed a program. It's called the 5-Point Bliss Plan, and it's a workshop that I offer to families. Parents attend this workshop after they've experienced the benefits of the energy work. They want to know, how do I make this fit in my whole life? Like, how do I take this understanding of what it means to be energetically balanced into my whole life? And so we have 5 points that we're looking to establish balance, and that is a transformative spirituality. So that means helping people assess their level of forgiveness and the way that they express and giving and receiving love and what more they need in that area. I help them assess optimal health, which means how much sleep do I need? What kind of foods are best that nourish me? And so we help people actually lay that out for each member of the family. Then the third point is nourishing intimacy. So how many hugs? Most people don't ever think, how many hugs a day do I really need to feel full emotionally, to have my intimacy cup filled to overflowing? It's amazing. Like, I'm acutely aware that I feel better if I don't go a day without a hug. It doesn't need to be a sexual hug from someone who's romantically interested, but just hugging a child, hugging a coworker, just to sit down and go, how many hugs do I really need? How much sex is really necessary for me to feel vital and alive and awake? People actually unpack that to understand what they need for intimacy. Then we look at nourishing environments. I help people really look at how important is the beauty, the physical beauty of my office, of my home. How much decor, color, style, order, what really do I need to feel nourished? And across each member of the family, because some people can work with clutter. Some people are going crazy out of their mind with clutter, but we have to make that obvious. And then the final thing is a flourishing vocation. Helping people really look at, am I doing work that has true meaning and true value? Am I really being given an opportunity to bring my best skills and talents and passions to be of service to the planet? And so I love this program because once you analyze these 5 points for bliss across each member of the family, I help a family look at where they are the lowest, which score is the lowest for the whole family, and which score is the lowest for each individual, and then move from there to actually make a plan to start restoring balance and bliss. Bliss not meaning perfection, but bliss meaning enough of what I need to feel at peace. And it's a beautiful process that I love because it helps us bring awareness of energetic balance to every key area of our life.
That's super. Why don't you give your contact information and then take about 2 minutes to give us your final thoughts and motivation for our listeners out there.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that opportunity. For those of you who'd like to check out more about my work, you can visit my website at www.innerlightsanctuary.com. That's INNERLIGHT sanctuary.com. I see patients in person in my office in Altadena, California, and that's a suburb out just about 20 minutes outside of downtown Los Angeles. And for those of your listeners who are around the country, I also work remotely over the telephone and over Skype. Have had great success with many clients that I've never seen in person, so I do welcome the opportunity to work. And for anyone who is an educator, a mental health professional, or you know, yoga teachers, life coaches, ministers, anyone who has a heart for being able to expand and offer this type of work, I'd love to hear from you and help you be aware of when my next program, my next training program will start in April of 2016. So, but what I'd just like to leave your audience with is just this understanding that we all have a spiritual and energetic aspect of ourselves that is crying out for attention. And it is asking to have as much consideration in our daily lives as our physical body or as the mental body. And so there's a tremendous spiritual awakening that's happening for each and every one of us and collectively as a society. And it is the degree to which we're willing to get on board with it and go with the flow of it rather than fight it that will determine how well and how gracefully we're able to move through it. I just want to put out a special appeal to any listener who really resonated with what I spoke about today in terms of maybe feeling like you were crazy because you feel oversensitive in environments and people are always asking what's wrong with you or why can't you deal with being in a crowd? Why can't you just suck it up and get on with it? I want you to know you are not crazy. You are not alone. There is a name for what you're experiencing. It's called being an empathic intuitive. There are many, many people who have inspired me, like Dr. Judith Orloff, who is a intuitive, empathic psychiatrist at UCLA. She's a professor in the medical school. And it was through reading the work and studying and attending workshops by other people like this who are credentialed and respected in the quote-unquote mainstream world that helped me be able to come out and be loud and proud about how I live as an intuitive and psychically sensitive person and that I still have ways to integrate these gifts with all of my mainstream and Ivy League credentials that I have. And so it's just an invitation today to call everyone out of the closet, to be loud and proud about their intuition and their energetic sensitivities, but at the same time to say yes to taking the steps that are necessary to detoxify the physical body, to clear up emotional trauma in order to really be able to step powerfully into your spiritual inheritance that's just waiting for you to claim it. So I encourage you to be in touch with me. Again, the website is www.innerlightsanctuary.com, and I look forward to being of service to whoever is touched by this by this interview today. And I want to thank both of you. You've been awesome, awesome interviewers. You asked great questions, and I'm just thrilled that you're interested in my topic. So thank you again, both of you.
Well, thank you so much, and we're thrilled to have you on because you're so full of analyzing your work, energy, and great information to help people. You're a motivator. You encourage people. You care about people, and all the things we talk about in this show. I want to follow up with you on energy medicine and to make that a real field. And I believe in that. I think big, and mm-hmm. also like to have you on the show again in the near future. Okay,
I'd be happy to come back. Absolutely, thank you.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Dr. Elliott. This is Stefan, and I'll be contacting you afterwards as well. I wanted to talk to you further about this. So awesome interview and topics and everything. So thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. I look forward to your call.
Oh.
Great afternoon.
Extremely good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're
oh, man, that was... Okay, bye. What a wonderful, encouraging, creative and new field kind of thing almost, and how she helps people so much. And the young lady, the woman that told me about her was just thrilled because her talks was so full of energy and love and good things to say to people and encouraging people to care about their balance. The balance in their body and their energy. It's something that a lot of people don't know, Stefan. Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big part of it. We think that we don't fit in or something's not right. She had a great point when it becomes to the people that she helps. They feel they're too emotional. They're too out of balance. They feel like, well, I don't fit in because I have these feelings or these emotions. And some people, if they get really depressed or overly or too much anxiety, they think it's not normal, but they have to be aware of this energy. And she helps people in that area to be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with, because you are who you surround yourself with. If you hang out with 9 broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th one. If you hang out with 9 negative people, you're bound to be the 10th one. Those type of ideas are what she deals with. Is you have to be aware of why you're in this pain, whether it's your body or mentally or physically, emotionally, because also what's going on in your life. Maybe it's not the right job. And like she said too, where she lived was not good. It was not conducive with the pain going on, or the life she wanted. So she had to move. Dr. Elliot ended up moving, and now she's in a better area. So really just the awareness of who we are and who we are surrounding ourselves with, and be more open for change, right?
Yeah, that was really, really good, what she said about moving to a different area. And it was being in a better environment. And, you know, I want to talk about the future of this show and with you, because, Stefan, the reason I like you is because you're really into the mind. You change your whole life with the power of the mind, and you've learned a lot, and you have a lot to teach and encourage, and I'm with you, because I really believe in people like Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, and others that have been just some of the great people in that field. So I want to talk about that, but I also want to, before we do that and before we have any more thoughts about today's show, I wanted to encourage our listeners to be sure to listen to us the next few weeks. Our very next show, again, Saturday, November the 14th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time always, and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. There is a chance we may change the time slot, but for now we're here. That show is going to be about taking back our government, taking back our health from the corporations and the big money people. Also, how everything going on is starving us. It's poison. The food is poisoning us, terrible food. And so... Mm-hmm. And then very near future, we're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about the holidays coming up and how it's important to have not only love for yourself, for others, for animals, for the environment, for everything. With Elliot Sachs, who gave out, many people thought was one of the best, if not the best show we've ever had. She was on a year ago, and we're going to have her on again in the near future, talk about the holidays, Christmas, being happy with family and loving everyone, including animals. She's a real person on animals. Then we're also going to have more on EMS. We're going to have more on body, mind, spirit. We're going to talk about stem cells. We're going to talk about lasers, how people can improve their appearance and their, but in a holistic, good way. So, what do you think of that? Your thoughts on that, Stefan?
Yeah, the holistic healing, like we always discuss with my background in pharmaceuticals and the epilepsy, the addictions I've overcame, there are other ways. It really helps to talk to doctors like this today, where she's mentioning, Dr. Elliot mentioned, about being aware and not being caught up in what we're taught. You know, growing up as children, we taught to take medication, taught to go to the doctors. Things are changing so much and so dramatically that we have to be aware that there are not always the right areas that people to talk to are not the family practice doctors. Not that they're bad, but there has to be, if things are not being cured, if your depression's not being cured, if you are still feeling this pain, you have to be more open for change. And the inner balance and the outer brilliance that she talks about, that happens in our life all the time. So we have to be aware of that. And that's how I stopped the epilepsy, even after my brain surgery in 2007 didn't work. I became more aware of the things I was eating, what I was drinking, how much sleep I was getting, just keeping a diary of who we are, what we're intaking, how we're fueling our body, and who we are surrounding ourselves with, the topics we discuss, you know, everything about it. It comes down to the littlest amount of energy. You start talking about negative things, and you start feeling negativity, right? And
That's right.
Something we have to be aware of, totally.
Yeah, you know, I want to give her information out again. So get your pens out, listeners, please. And I'm going to give her website and her phone number again slowly so you can get it. And I'm going to give out my number so you can also, more and more questions, feel free to call me. I do get calls and like to hear from you. My number is area 323-770-1925. Dr. Nikki Elliott, her phone number, area 626-797-3737. Her website,
I have that right here, actually, Bobby. I have the, she has Inner Light Sanctuary.
You know, there's another one that she gives out more, innerlightmethod.com. So that's her, but the one you said is right, correct also. I guess she has two different ones. No problem. Holistic Health. Let me say something, and then we're going to tune this out pretty soon. The music's going to come on, and we'll be out of business in about 4 or 5 minutes. Let me say something, and you can get some thoughts out. But when the music comes, we got to stop the show and thank everybody and leave. But I want Holistic Health. And what we plan to do in the next few weeks is talk more about aging, about living longer, how to live longer, how to live every day, to be happy, to be peaceful, to be calm, to sleep more, eat better foods, eat a Mediterranean and a vegan and raw food diet, juicing vegetables, fruits. And when you eat slow and bless your food, and be grateful that you're sitting there eating your food, and be happy. Enjoy it. No TV, no telephone, no nothing. Eat slow, chew, and pee. Not a lot of talking. And I thought I was getting cut off a minute there. That's my thing. And so we're going to be talking about all those things in the next few weeks. Your quick thoughts on that, and anything else you want to say, Stefan? I want to thank everybody for being on the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nikki Elliott, I'm going to follow up with her personally. That was awesome. To the listeners out there, that also I have my website where I have social media and help people on StephanRudolph.com. I have a talk show on there, so that's something that if you guys want to hit me up about my book coming out, I'm always here to talk and chat further about that on StephanRudolph.com, STEFAN. Rudolph.com. And once again, Bobby, it's been a great show, and she's had a huge impact on me. I'm definitely going to follow up with her right after this show here. And to our listeners, I hope you got a lot out of it. The services that she offers, it's also nationwide. She does it on Skype, so you can always give her a call at the number Bobby gave you, or innerlightsanctuary.com, and she can talk to you throughout the nation, throughout the world.
Great. Okay, let's thank all the people that have been involved in the show. Thank you, Stefan, for being a great co-host. Everything you do, all the extra help you put in. I want to thank Jason, the director of Progressive Radio Network. He was on Gary Noll's show today giving out numbers, this station, and the numbers are skyrocketing. They're going up and up, up. Not only this, but also for YouTube and all the social media. More people are listening to the show. I want to thank Jimmy D, our producer in L.A. I forgot to thank our engineer, Jesse, in New York. And then Stuart Hassel, our associate, our co-producer. I want to thank the woman that got us on to meet Nikki, and that would be Lydia. Thank you, Lydia. Thank all the listeners out there. Thank our guest, Dr. Nikki Elliott. And just be sure to tune in the next few weeks. We've got a lot of great plans coming up. Thank you. Hope to hear from you next week.
There comes a time when we heed a certain